off of Kislev, Beis Hanukkah, Thursday the 18th of December, Rabbi Elisha Koppel, Yovam, Shichas HaTorah.
The Gemara tells us how throughout all the Goliaths that the Yidden were in, the Eibishter was always with us. And it tells us what the Yeshua was. So it says, it's Danshening, a Pasuk. It says in Pasuk, Loi Ma'astim, Veloi Go'altim, Lechaloisom. So the Gemara says like this. Loi Ma'astim is referring Bimei Yevonim. In the times of Yavan, there was Loi Ma'astim, the Eibishter wasn't Moyas us, he didn't despise us. Veloi Go'altim Bimei Nebuchadnezzar, Lechaloisom Bimei Homon. So the Gemara says, what did the Eibishter do for us? So the Gemara says, Loi Ma'astim Bimei Kasdim She'emadeti Lohem Daniel Chananya Mishol Va'azayeh. In the times of the Kasdim, Hashem gave us Daniel Chananya Mishol Va'azayeh, through them it came the Yeshua. Veloi Go'altim Bimei Yevonim, in the times of Yavon, the Eibishter wasn't Go'altim. How? She'emadeti Lohem, because I gave the Yidden Shimon HaZadik, V'chashmoinoi Ubonov U'matizyohu Kohen Gadol. The Yeshua from Golos Yavon came about, look the Gemara, it's a Gemara Megillah Daf Yud Aleph, from Shimon HaZadik, Matizyohu Chashmoinoi Ubonov U'matizyohu Kohen Gadol. That's what the Gemara says. So now Chashmoinoi Ubonov U'matizyohu Kohen Gadol, we know how that relates to the Nes von Chanukah. They had the Muhammad, they were Loichem Yavon, there was a Nes from the Pach Shemen, Toy, of a where does Shimon HaTzadik, which was Mishioi Anshe Knesset HaGdoila, he was a few generations before the time of the Muhammad with Yavon. Shimon HaTzadik was at the time of the beginning from Golos Yavon. Where does that come out as the Yeshua from Golos Yavon came about through Shimon HaTzadik? There's a medrash in the pasuk in Parashas Bereishis. It says right at the beginning of the Torah tells us Bereishis bo lekim es hashamayim v'soretz v'ha'oyet hoisa soyu v'avoyu v'choyshech al pnei sahoyim. And so the medrash tells us Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi pasach krob goluyos. This pasuk is referring to the Goliath. That means right at the beginning of the Briah, the Eibishter put an ateva from the Briah, there are going to be four Goliaths. And the Medrash says, V'choyshech, ze Golus Yavon. Golus Yavon is referred to as choyshech, as darkness. Why? It's on the Medrash, Shechshicho einayim shal Yisrael b'gzeiriseyim. It darkened the eyes from Klal Yisrael with the Gzeiris. What was the Gzeir? The greatest Gzeir that the Medrash tells us. Shehoisa oimez lohem kisvu al keren ashoir. Yovon will tell the Eden right on the horn from ashoir. She'ein lochem chelek v'lekei Yisrael. You don't have any chelek, you don't have any portion in the Eibishter. And they talk the Medrash, Yovon Gzeiris, so it doesn't say about the Gzeir from Mila, the Gzeir from Shabbos, from the Shchoidesh, but the Gzeir was the tachlos from Yovon. What Yovon was trying to achieve was kisvu lochem al keren ashoir she'ein lochem chelek v'lekei Yisrael. So the Mefarshim all ask, what's this al keren ashoir? Why dafka al keren ashoir, right on your door, right somewhere else? And the Mefarshim and the Medrash say that the reason is because they wanted to be Miriam's cheta eagle. So Yidden made the eagle, they wanted to be Miriam's cheta eagle, that's what keren ashoir is. The question I want to point out on the Medrash is that what did they tell them to write? She'ein lochem chelek b'lekei Yisrael. It's an interesting lashon. She'ein lochem chelek. You don't have a portion. She said she'ein chem maminim b'lekei Yisrael. She'ein lekei Yisrael chas v'shalom. What does it mean? She'ein lochem chelek b'lekei Yisrael. You don't have a portion. What's this chelek? That's one question. There's another So Hamedrash is it's a sefer Seder Olam Haba, which was written by Yosi Bachalafta, the Heilige Tana. And then there's another sefer Seder Olam Zuta, which was written by one of the Bali Atesvas, Rav Yosef Toiv Ellen. And both of them say, each one in his signoin, they go through the history from Klal Yisrael, from Adam Rishon, and they list off what happened then. So in Seder Olam Zuta, it says like this: Bishnas Shmoino Esrei LeModai, the 18th year of Modai, Hishnas Shivim LeChurban Abayis. It was the 70th year from the Churban, from the Nebuchadnezzar, from the Bayis Rishon. Olo Ezra Asoifer LeYerushalayim. Ezra Asoifer went to Yerushalayim. VeGolas Acheres Imoy Ubono Choymes Yerushalayim. He built the Choyma VeHeichin Es Beis Hamikdash. And he says VeChozas VeUbovel LeBovel LeMeisham. Afterwards, Zerubbabel ben Shlatiel, which was together with Ezra HaSeifer, building the Beis HaMikdash, Zerubbabel went back to Bovel, and he was made Shom. Zog to say the Oilam, Va'omad Achrav Meshulam Benoy. Meshulam, the son from Zerubbabel, he became the Nazi, he became the Manik from Klal Yisrael, Ubeyomav Molcho Malchus Yovam. When was that? Bishnas Chamishin Ay Shomer Lamodai Uparas. The 52nd year for Modai Uporas, Golos Modai and Poras was 52 years. And after 52 years, it was Molcha Malchus Yochan. But then the Medrash, say the Olam says like this, Umeisu Chagai Zachariah Malachi. At that period, the Nevi'im, which were Chelik from the Anshe Knesset HaGdoilo, Chagai Zachariah Malachi, they were Nifta. So the Medrash, Ba'oisoy Azman, at that period, Posko Nevu'a Mi'israel. Nevuah hasn't been Nevuah since then. Nevuah was Poska. It was the end of the period of Nevi'im. He shnas, shloishes alofim, 3,000, tofmem base, 442 lebiyas oilam. And then the Medrash says, mikan ve'elot, from that period on, hat oznecha ushma divei chachomim. You bring the Pasuk of Mishlei, as you have to listen to the chachomim, medavtsuyam to the chachomim. There's no more Nevi'im. Memela, all we have is Chachomim, and Memela Mikan ve'elech hat oznecha ushma divi Chachomim. So the Medrash, to say the Olam, brings out that it's not just a coincidence. That's Yovon, as Mikra is Yovon. By us, else is, everything is oiz gehalten with Ashgocha, that the period where Yovon started was the same period that Nevuah was Nizbatul Bakal Yisrael, which is Nevuah, and it needs explanation. That Koz Man deals Nevuah by Klal Yisrael, Golus Yovam could not have occurred. Now the Eibishter was Mesav of Kol Hasibas, that at the end of Modai Uporas was Posko Nevuah Mi'Yisrael. Zog to say the Oilam Ba'oisoy Azman Molchum Posko Nevuah Mi'Yisrael, and that's the time here. But Beyom of Molchum Malchus Yovam. Malchus Yovam started in the period in history where there was no Nevuah anymore by Klal Yisrael. The Shaila is why. The Shaila is why. In the Seder, that's all the Lashon from the Seder Olam Zuta. In the Seder Olam Haba, which was Rabbi Yosi Bachalafta, he says that in Bekitzer, like he says that, he says the Pasuk in Daniel, Va'omad Melech Giboyu Ba'omdoi Tishboy, Hu Alexander's Moikdoin. Shemolach Yud Beishono, Alexander's Moikdon was a king for 12 years. Ad kan hoyu anavim misnabin beruach hakodesh. Till here, the Nevi'im were misnabin beruach hakodesh. Mikan ve'elech hat oznecho shmati ve'chachomim. From now on, you should listen to the chachomim. That means till this period, there was a period for Nevuah. From now on, there's no more period. There's no more Nevuah. So maybe you can explain the noisa, what Yovan came to, what was their milchama, what did they want? She'elachem chelek melekei Yisrael, these noisim, and we say in Al Anisim, as Bimei Matis Yo, Ben Yoichlen Koyen Godo Chashmoy Oy, Kesha Omdo Malchus Yovan Osho. Malchus Yovan Osho was Omdo, he stood up, fought Yidon. What did they do? What was their aim? Lahashkicham Teyosecha, so Pasha Chat in the Seder, Lashkicham Teyosecha, Ulahavira Mechuk Eretzeinecha. The Seder Avon is Pashat. That Yovam themselves, the Yavonim, realized that without Lashkicham Teriyosecha, they're not going to be able to be Lavir Mechukei Yotzeinecha. To take Yidden away from the mitzvahs, from Aizim Toivim, from Chukei Yotzeinecha, the only way it's possible is with Lashkicham Teriyosecha. And without Lashkicham Teriyosecha, without them causing a Shikha in Torah, a Chalishas in Torah, then they wouldn't have been able to be Lavir Mechukei Yotzeinecha. And the reason is, like the Gemara tells us, because Hamoyish Shabbat Magzirim Lamutav, Afila Yidden, Chaz V'Shalom, they do Aveirs, and you get them to do Azoy, and do Azoy, but Lamais, the Kol Zman, they're Mechuba with the Torah, and they're learning Torah, then with Hamoyish Shabbat, the light in the Torah, Magzirim Lamutav, it brings the Yid back onto the track to do the Otzon Hashem. But Yovan realized, as what are they going to do? What was their tactic? Lashkicham Teriyosecha, and Memele Lavir Mechukei Yotzeinecha. There's a Gemara above Matzia. The Gemara above Matzia says like this: Dash of the Pasuk in Baruch Inafshi, we say, Toshes Choyshech Vahi Loila Boi Sirmois Kol Chayzoi Soda Yoad. So the pasuk tells us as a toshes choyshech vayhi loyla. Zog the Gemara, zeh ha'olam hazeh shedoymel alayla. It refers to olam hazeh, which is doymel alayla. Why is olam hazeh doymel alayla? What does it mean? Olam hazeh is doymel alayla. The pshat is pashut that in olam haba la'osid lavoy, everything will be clear. Yoyin is a matzav where everything is clear. You can have a clear perspective, you can see things clearly. That's what day is. Night is a time when things are unclear. Even if you have a street light, you don't see, visibility isn't so good. Mezet nishta zeigut, that's what Laila is. Is la'asid lavoy, ubi niskayim, v'hoya Hashem lemelech, v'yoy mahu yiyah Hashem echod u'shmoyechod, and v'oma v'yoy mahu, all the psukim ubi niskayim, hine elokeinu zeh kivinu loy v'yoshienu, then a person will be able to say that everything that happened throughout all the Goliaths, all the thousands of years that happened from Bria's Olam till now, it's Alt Eloikeinu, Alt Eloikeinu. Everything came from the Ribbono Shel Olam. There's a Moed de Gevard from the Nasivas, a bank of Melissa. He says like this. He says, we say, Va'oma ba'yoy ma'ru, hine Eloikeinu ze kivinu loy v'yoshienu, ze Hashem kivinu loy, Nogilo v'nismecho b'yishuase. That's the pasuk which is referring to Achis Hayomim, that everybody's going to see clear. So the Nesivas asks the question, why does it say Eloikeinu? And then it says Hashem. Eloikeinu is Alamol Midas Adin. Hashem is Midas Ayachamim. So what's the theorem? It's jumping. Hine Eloikeinu ze kivinu loy, ze Hashem kivinu loy, nogilo v'nismecho b'yishuase. The Nesivas says, the Moedig of all, that everything that Bizman HaGolos and Bizman HaZeh looks like Din, but la'asid lavoi, when Mashiach is going to come, we're going to say, Zeh Hashem kivinu loy. Das is Yudkei Vavkei, das is the Eivishta, das is Midas Ayachamim. Every single thing that happened in Shit Al-Fashlin from Bria Zaholam, it was called Kuloi Yachamim. It was called Kuloi Yachamim from the Eivishta. That's Azizak the Nesivas, Pshat in that Pasuk. That's a B'china from Yoyim. Where everything is clear, la'asid lavoi, we're going to see everything. Abba, Bizman HaGolos, Bizman HaGolos is Choyshech. We don't have a clear perspective. We don't have things clear. And even though we believe and we know, be Yediyah, we have a Yediyah that everything is from the Eibishter, and we have a Yediyah that everything is from the Achamim, but we don't see it. And in the difference, as David Gemara says, Eine Doime Shmir L'Riyah. When you see something, you can picture it much better than when you just understand it in your mind. Das ist V'munoscho Baleilois. As in the times from Golos, in the times where it's dark outside, what keeps the Yid is Alamol Emunoscho, it's the Emuna that everything comes from the Eivishta. But the Riyah, the seeing that everything is clear, that you don't have. And that's what the Gemara means, that the Pasha Pshat in the Gemara, Toshes Choyshech Vayhi Loilo, Zeho Oilom Azeh Shedoymel Alaylo. Because Oilom Azeh, where it's dark, that's Doymel Alaylo. The pshat from the, and if you think about it, then the pshat is you'll see that if you look carefully, the words choyshech, which is ches shin chos, and the word shochach are the same letters. Chasheicho and shikcho are the same letters. It's not stam the mikra. The pshat is because like what's choyshech? Choyshech is that we're missing Torah. That the more Torah, kiner mitzvah Torah, the more Torah that there is, the more we see the Eivishta. Through the Torah, Ayid connects to the Eivishta through limud Torah, and Amela calls man. There was a grace that argued from Torah in Klal Yisrael. I'm saying we're very vite. The Golos has gone on many, many years. But the Chofetz Chaim, when the Chofetz Chaim lived, then was the pshat is there was a gewisse daiger from Behiris HaToyah and Klokait in Toyah, Yidin from all over the world went running to the Chofetz Chaim. And they asked him what to do, they asked him Azoy, they asked Abrocha, whatever they did. But does it all come from the godless from the Chofetz Chaim? The Chofetz Chaim wrote the Mishnah Berurah, he was able to be poisoned like every single halacha very clearly. Because there was a Mamela Duch having a Chofetz Chaim, Duch having the godless in Torah, which the Chofetz Chaim was, Mamela, there was a gewisse behirs, a person to say Mikra, to say Azai, the Chofetz Chaim was, Lahavdil Elev Alf Avdolos, when you went earlier and earlier and earlier, Biz the Nevuah by Klal Yisrael, that was Zikvera Maise Nisim Bechol Yoim, the Mishnah in Ovest tells us, Asara Nisim, there was in the Beis HaMikdash, every day there was Nisim, and this was, Shatim, you see the Eivish the clearer. And as the Golis is Nismashach, and the Torah in the Bria is Nismayit, there's less and there's less and there's less. Mamela, the Choshech gets darker, it gets darker and darker and darker, the Kashas van Shver, I feel the Terutzim, you hear them more fainter, everything becomes more difficult. The Pshat is because that is the Choshech. The Choshech, which is by Yid, what we're referring to, Choshech Zei Yovan, that is the Shokach, the Shikchas HaToyah, that a Yid has. There's a Pasuk in Parshas Hazino. The Pasuk tells us, Bahancheil Elyoin Goyim, Bafridoi Bnei Odom, Yatsev Gvulois Amim Lemisva Bnei Yisrael, Kicheilek Hashem Amoy, Kicheilek Hashem Amoy. And then he got the Pasuk. So Rashi says over there, Pshat, Rashi says, what's it referring to? This pasuk in Hazino, Dr. Ashi, the Ramban, is referring that by the time in history where they wanted to make a Migdal Bovel, that the Eivishta was Mafrid ibn Adam, the Eivishta was Mafrid, the time von Doya Flogger, he was Mafrid them, he separated the nations. Yatsiv Gvulois Amin. He made Gvulin for all the nations. He made 70 nations, 70 Lashonos, and he was Mafrid them. Yatsev Gvulois Amim, Lemisba Bnei Yisrael. So the Ramban says, what does it mean, Yatsev Gvulois Amim? That the Eivishter gave all the Goyim a Chelek and Teva. Every Umma has its Sar, and through the Sar, it gets its Ashbah, it gets its Chelek, it gets what the Eivishter gives at every nation. And Chazal tell us that when a nation is strong, the pshat is its sire is strong. It's sire in Shemayim, because there's Shivim Sarim and Lefi. Yet every Umma, it's Koyach. That's what comes down to the Umma. But Zog the Pasuk, Ki Chelek Hashem Amoy. Klal Yisrael, they have no Chelek in Teva. There's no Ein Mazel Yisrael. There's no Chelek in Teva that Klal Yisrael can say, we get Fonepsa Malach, Fonepsa Sar. That's the Eivishter Mashpia through him, through that sinner, through that pipe. That's the way the Eivishter gives us our Chelek. Chelek Hashem Amoy. The Eivishter gives to Ayid straight. Ayid gets direct from the Eivishter. Ayid is Mushgach from the Eivishter directly. And Mamela, Ayid Avans, he gets. Ayid Avan Davan is Nishda. Then what goes difficult because the Pshat is the way the Eivishter made, there's no Teva. You can't get things just by itself. The Pshat is the Yid gets Kichelek Hashem Amoy, that is Mushba from the Eivishter, and the Eivishter gives every Yid individually. L'chayr, that's the Pshat, L'chayr, that's the Pshat that what Yovan were arguing on. Yovan Tainer as Kimu Kol Hashmanim. They weren't misnagged to lighting the menorah. They had no misnagged to lighting the menorah. Doesn't say they poured out all the oil, they broke all the oil. It was timu kol hashmanim. They were metamah the shmanim. Yovan tried making tumah as somebody gets married. Yovan made exeret tiboy lehegmen chila. The pshat is they wanted to be metamah. They wanted to cause tumah because Yovan were misnagah to this that Yidden are chilek Hashem. They are nisyachas to the Eibishter directly. They said, you're like all the other nations. Sido Ateva, Sido Toyer. Abatoyer, the Jat is a Chokhmah. It's like all other Chokhmahs. It's not special as it's a Toyer Hashem, that through the Toyer, a Yid connects to the Eibishter. There's something more than the Chokhmah in it. There's something more than the Chokhmah. In Toyer, the Jat is we learn Toyer because we learn Toyer. Not because, Avada, we have to know the halachas and we have to know what comes out of, but the etzem limud atoyer, that in itself is a mitzvah. If a person says a wrong pshat in a gemara, he also gets chai. If you're trying to work out a math or something else and you get it wrong, you're left with nothing. Of in toyer, the pshat is because the etzem limud atoyer, that's the isik atoyer, those is a mitzvah. And so Memela, Yovan tainted as this Nakuda Yovan said, Kizvo lochem al ken ashoy, she'ein lochem chelek ve'loike Yisro. You don't have any chelek, you're not mekusha mid Eibishter. You're like all the other umays. You don't have any chelek mid Eibishter. And without the chelek in the Eibishter, the Gemara tells us, as it's taken chesanta zach. Someone knows something in math, he knows it. He knows how to work it out, he knows it. A person forgets. The Chazal tell us, as kosher liknoisam, like gold and silver, and noyach la'abdam kischuchis. It's easy to lose Torah. Somebody learns Torah, it's very easy to forget it. The Pshat is because Torah is a ruchnias diga chachma. It's not stam another chachma. It's a ruchnias diga chachma. And however much a person's makusha mit Eibishter, however much he's dovuk in Torah, that's how much he'll understand the Torah and keep the Torah and hold the Torah. And however much he does averius and he becomes tamei and all different things, is mamela. He's not makusha with the Torah. So the Torah runs away from him. The Torah can't stay with him. That's what limud atayah is. Is mamela, we find. As it's interesting to that, as Kol's man, the Seder from the Seder HaTorah at the beginning of Avos, he goes, Moshe kibbutz Torah, Misina, Mesal, Yeshua, Yeshua, Skenin, Skenin, Levin, Levin, Masrul, Anshek, Nesak, Doilo. So we find interesting that the Mishnah tells us, Moshe kibbutz Torah, Misina, Umasrul, Yeshua. He gave it to Yeshua. Then he says, Yeshua, Skenin, Skenin, Levin, Levin, Masruha, Anshek, Nesak, Doilo. We say again, Masruha. Smash my Mishnah, there was another Mesiras HaTorah which went, Moshe gave one Mesiras HaTorah to Yeshua, but then Yeshua's Kehinim Nevi'im was all one Mahalach, and then was his Geven Mesaruah La'amche Knesset Agdoilo. He gave it over to the Amche Knesset Agdoilo. The Mishnah goes further, the next Mishnah, Shimon HaTzadik, was Mishiori Knesset Agdoilo. And these are the Mishnah, the next Zach of the Mishnah, Antigna Shisoichoi Kibol Mishimon HaTzadik. This was all in the times of Yavon, Antigna, Sheshoichoi. He was the Talmud of Shimon HaTzadik. Now, suddenly, after that, when Alam Mephoshim say it clear, he starts showing a machloikas. Yoisi ben Yoyeze, Ish Tzeida, Yoisi ben Yoichran, Ish Yerushalayim, Kiblu Mehem. As from Antigna, Sheshoichoi, there already came two Bati Midrashim. Zegvena Bismedesh von Yoisi ben Yoyeze, Zegvena Mahalach von Yoisi ben Yoichran, Ish Yerushalayim. That means, till then, in history, There was no machlekes in Lanon. There was no machlekes. There was no vikuach. There was no sichzuch in learning in Torah. Till then, everything was clear. And there was no machlekes. There was a ma'aseh about Asniel ben Kenaz that they forgot halachas. When Asniel ben Kenaz remembered them. But a machlekes, the first machlekes in Torah that we find, was a machlekes that happened by Yosef ben Yoezer ish Tzeidah and Yosef ben Yoichan ish Yerushalayim. And from then it went on. All the Talmidim, till he came to Hillel of Shammai. He came Svei Batim Medoshim, and given the Mahalach von Hillel, and the Mahalach von Shammai. That's how the Masoreis HaTorah went. And the question is, what happened after Shimon HaTzadik, suddenly Sigevon HaMachloikas? Sigevon HaMachloikas is Gevon. L'choyer, the Pshat is as they bestate in Seder Olam. This Nekuda. That Kol's man, there was Nevuah by Klal Yisrael. There was a Behirus. There was a Klarkite. It's given a Novi. It's given the Limud HaTorah went. But Derech HaNavua, everyone came to the Novi to hear Dvar Hashem. And the Dvar Hashem was pure. As Evi Moshe Rabbeinu was Kibbutz Torah Misinai. So yet the Novi was Mekabel his Navua from the Eibishter Alein. And that's what he said over. Everybody got it clear. There was no art for Machlekes. There was no art for Epsa Vikuach. Melantazei. The Pshat is Zidah Novi, Megate Fagan, the Novi, you go to the Urim Batumim, Zidah Novi, and everything's clear. When was that Zman? The Zman from Anshe Knesset HaGdoyla, Meiz of the Chagai Zechariah Malachi. The Vua stopped by Klal Yisrael. And the Mela, once the Vua stopped by Klal Yisrael, then Golos Yovan, which was the Golos for Shikchas HaTorah, where they tried causing the Choshech, the darkness, from Torah, that came about. And the Pshat is, because Kol Zman, there was Nevuah by Klal Yisrael, Yovan's going to come along and tainus nishdok and nebayne shalino. It's a joke. It's the middle of the day. Is that the Eibishter? Zidah Asara Nisim, Zidah Novi. You see everything. Yovan's going to taina as the, everything's teva. Everything's mikra. Nothing comes from the nebayne shalino. How can you say Eilochem Chelik Velekei Yisrael where you can go and the Kanzena Novi Misnaba or the Matzah for Nevuah by Klal Yisrael? No one was machish, it's very nevuah. So mainly, there was no place that Yovan could be chal bichlal. That there should be a golos from Yovan. It wouldn't be a golos called man, there was nevuah by Klal Yisrael. Now the Eivish was mesavah, as ba'oizei as man posko nevuah mi Yisrael. There was no more nevuah. And mainly, nevuah was posko in the middle of the Antichrist HaGdoyla. Shimon HaTzadik, he was Mishiori Knesset HaGdoyla, which means he was from the leftovers from the Knesset HaGdoyla. He was the last from the remaining Knesset HaGdoyla, and he was the Moshe HaTorah, he gave it over to his Talmud. So Kozman, he get his Talmud heard, still from the Anshe Knesset HaGdoyla, which was the Doru, which had Nevi'im Beinayim, Pshat's Torah was still clear. The minute he came to the Talmidim from Antigna Sheseichah, which was already a Doru away, the Fages Shoyim. Already forgetting the Torah, already forgetting it, all the nuances and all the Cheshbonos, Tzevetshen HaMachleikas, as he said Azay, and he said Azay. Is L'chaya, this is Pshat in the Gemara, the first Gemara we mentioned, that the Eibishter gave us, Shimon HaTzadik v'chashmanoi yobonor v'matiz yoko in Godo. Because the Nitzachem von Yovan wasn't only the Nitzachem of the Muhammad, which happened through Matiz yobonor. The Nitzachem von Yovan happened with Shimon HaTzadik. With the Moisa HaToyer von Hat Oznach Oshmat Dibrich HaChomim, as there's no more Nevuah. And even though there is no more Nevuah by Klal Yisrael, the Mesoyos HaTorah goes on. It goes on up Yiderech HaChoch Metaka. Now we have a Torah, the Pshat is we have to think about it. It's not in Novi. And we have to think, Mezok Tazoy, Zdoa Machlaikos, Zdoa Vikuach. As they learn Tzach Torah, and the Mela, that goes on. That was a primary part for the Nitzachon from Yovan. Those are the Gemara that the Nitzachon from Yovan came about through Shimon HaTzadik. Shimon HaTzadik v'chashmoinoi rubonu v'yechmin koyin gadol. So lefi this, you can answer a famous kasha from Pnei Yeshua. If Pnei Yeshua asked the kasha, what was necessary, the whole mess of Chanukah, zomazogan tumah hutcher b'tzibur. There was plenty of oil. The oil was tummy. What was the whole problem? Lefi this, the pshat is ganz pashut, as of course they could have done the mitzvah from Anoyah mit Shem and Tomei. That's Ken Zayin. But the pshat is, as the whole Muhammad mit Yovan was about the Tumah. As if the pshat is, Yidin am Mekushah mit Eivishtem, and Mele, you have to be Kodesh, because the Eivishtem is Nishoyer by Tumah, and you need Knusha. If the Mele asked the Chavivas, the Eivishtem wanted to show the Chavivas, so Mele, he made the Nes to show them, as Yos, Sidok Knusha, and Sidok Tayer, and Mele, you need Afka Shem and Toy. Amen.
Shimon Adani Gomes, he was on the leftover of the man.